Well, Paddy, first of all, congratulations. Another Ulster title, another medal. What's this for, number five?
Yeah, thank you. Hey, absolutely delighted here today. Like, you know, we knew that Kevin, you know, were so hungry, you know, for success today. And we didn't know how this game would pan out. But no, thankfully, hey, we got over the line, hey, and yeah, fifth title.
Yeah, but over the line, you know, it was pretty comfortable. I know it mightn't seem that way on the field, but, you know, you always had them at the arm's length, and I think their goal at the end probably doesn't fully reflect their superiority.
Yeah, probably, you know, the scoreline probably didn't reflect the game, hey, but look at, hey, they still, Kevin, hang in there to the very end, like, and they got the goal close to the end, but, you know, that shouldn't have happened, I suppose, on our behalf, but maybe we took the foot of the pedal a wee bit, but in fairness to Kevin, hey, they never lay down, and they kept going at it, but thankfully, you know, at half time we had a nice wee cushion going into the second half, hey, and we kind of retained that there throughout the second half.
Yeah, you laid the platform really in the first half, didn't you?
Yeah, we laid the platform, surely. Look, we were 7 points up, I think, at half time or whatever it was, hey. So that was a nice wee cushion, but sometimes, you know, you're going at half time and you can relax a wee bit too much, you know, and then that team can come out. But thankfully, you know, we got the goal at a good time. You know, Calvin was starting to come back, but the boys kept digging in there, hey, and they were hungry for success, hey, and to win an Ulster back to back.
Well, you proved you were hungry for success because you came in here again today as raging hot favourites after that semi final win over Tyrone, and there was always a danger that you could maybe get caught cold, but no, you really took the game to them from the word go.
Exactly, that was a danger, you know, and that's something that we were worried about, hey, boys becoming complacent, you know, going into the final, hey, but no, thankfully boys had a job to do and they knew what to do and they just kept their head down, hey, and look, it was a good result.
As you say, a good position at half time and then pulled away. In fairness to Cavan, as you say, they dug in and hung on the end. As you say, you probably took your foot off the pedal. Looking forward to the Super 8s now.
Looking forward to Super 8s, hey, I think it's 3 weeks now to the Super 8, so we'll have to just get the heads right now and get the bodies right, but we'll celebrate tonight, I know.
Yeah. How does this one compare with the other four?
This is the best one yet.
But Oran McFadden Ferry, certainly a dream come true, I'm sure. First senior championship game, first ever Ulster final, first ever Ulster medal.
Yeah, surely, aye. It's a dream come true, surely, aye. It's brilliant to get a game and break into the panel, I suppose.
Yeah, broke into the panel obviously earlier this year, and obviously your success at your club curtailed your involvement early on.
Ah, yeah, just been out man marking for the club now, so just hoping I do the same now for Donegal, and hopefully I can do it the same as I've done the club now. So
tell me, when did you get the word that you were going to be in the team?
I can't say that now. That's a secret now, so it is.
Yeah. Oh, were you well prepared for it?
Ah, yeah, I was well prepared for it. We have the work done, so yeah, all the boys had all everything sussed out there, so yeah, we've been fighting a bit of training now, so every boy's raring to go, so no.
Were you very nervous before you went out?
Ah, a wee bit now, not too bad now, but
you're a cool customer, yeah.
It's just exciting to be out there and everyone there watching you, so yeah. It's a bit different now. So
and you were given a tough task to Mark Martin Brady, their key man.
Martin Riley. He's a good footballer. He's been playing with Kevin a long time now, but he's very good, very fast for an Oulster fella now, but no, I'm happy out with it there now, and no, could have done a wee bit better, but sure, listen, that's the way it goes.
And to be on the winning side in an Ulster final, there's a lot of footballers never got to play in one, never mind win one.
I know, I just have to say that there now. We're just very lucky to be in the situations we're in and have the likes of Michael there, Paddy and all them boys, so you can drive it on for us, and Jamie, so you know, they drive it on for us. And
did some of the older boys and the more experienced boys speak to you before the game and in the last few days?
I like Paul Durkin there, no, I mean, numerous games there now, but no, he's a brilliant speaker, hey, and no, and Paul Brennan there as well, like, no, they give you good words, no, and that's brilliant, hey, yeah. So
enjoy it.
I'm enjoying it now, it's brilliant, it's hard to beat this now, so this,
yeah.
You know,
and obviously, a few more to come now,
hopefully. Hey, hopefully back to the drawing board, then we'll work from there, right?